Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 5. Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 19. Ihaiva Toihi Jita Sargu Jesam Samye Stitam Manaha Niridosam Hi Samam Brahma Tashmad Brahmani te sthitaha ihaiva te jita sargo jesam samya sthitam mana niridosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthitaha Ihaiva tairjita sargo Jesam sambhestitam mana Niridosham hi samam brahma Thashman brahma nite sthita Ihaiva tairjita sargo Jesam sambhestitam mana Niridosham hi samam brahma Thashman brahma nite sthita Niridosham hi samam brahma Tashma dhammalite sthitaha Dihata jita sargo Jesham sambhestitam mana Niridosham hi samam brahma Tasma dhamma niste chitaha Yehaiva tere chitta sargo Jesam sambhe sthitam Niridosham hi samam brahma Tasma dhamma niste chitaha Iha In this life, Eva, certainly, Tai, by them, Jita, conquered, Saraga, birth and death, Jesam, Push, Same, inequality, stitam, situated, manaha, mind, niridosham, flawless, he, certainly, samam, inequality, brahma, like the supreme, tasmat, therefore, brahmani, in the supreme, te, de, sthitaha, are situated. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. Let's repeat. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. Purport. Equanimity of mind, as mentioned above, is a sign of self-realization. Those who have actually attained to such a stage should be considered to have conquered material conditions, especially birth and death. As long as one identifies with his body, he is considered a conditioned soul. But as soon as he is elevated to the stage of equanimity through realization of self, he is liberated from conditional life. In other words, he is no longer subject to take birth in the material world, but can enter into the spiritual sky after his death. The Lord is flawless because he is without attraction or hatred. Similarly, when a living entity is without attraction or hatred, he also becomes flawless and eligible to enter into the spiritual sky. Such persons are to be considered already liberated, and as symptoms are described below. Hare Krishna. To what Krishna used here, Samya and Samam. Sameness and equanimity. That the qualities of those who have transcended the material existence. This is a position for Brahmavadis, Padmavadis, and Bhaktas. What is the position? Brahmavadis, they have transcended the mode of nature. Therefore, they are absorbed in Brahman. So they don't feel the experiences, the conditions are undergoing. So they are different. And then the Paramatma Vadis, they also have attained Paramatma, so they know that they are different from the body. They know that whatever happens here, it is due to our activities, and Lord Krishna is responding to everyone's situation according to the activities. Therefore, they don't react negatively to every situation. All their difficulties are considered as Krishna's impartial justice. And the devotees of Krishna, because they are devotees, they understand. Whatever is happening in my life, no one is responsible for it. I am responsible. Therefore, I have no complaint and have nobody to blame. Their situation is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 14, text number 8. Sukadeva Goswami said, Mr. Prabhupada quoted that verse many times. Persons who are undergoing their material existence, experiencing all kinds of difficulties, but they are very, very, very patient, always thinking. Lord Krishna is so kind to me that I am not suffering as much as I supposed to suffer. Krishna has reduced all my difficulty to this little. What I'm experiencing is little compared to what I supposed to experience. Sukadeva Goswami said, those devotees, the kingdom of God becomes their rightful claim. That is the understanding of devotees. And that is their destination. I am not getting all that is due to me, considering all the sinful life I have lived. I'm supposed to suffer more than this. But Krishna is very kind. Therefore, they are very, very patient. They are very, very appreciative. They don't have any complaint, nor do they complicate their difficulties. They never try to avoid it. Whatever comes, they experience it, but they constantly pray to Krishna. Lord Krishna, you know what is best for me. I don't know what is good for me. But you know what is good for me. Everything which is necessary for me to become your devotee, please let me pass through it. But give me the strength to be able to withstand it. Give me the strength. On my own, I don't have any strength to face it, but I am begging that you will simply give me the strength to be able to face what it is necessary for me to experience in getting your shelter, in getting
the qualification to serve you purely.
Such devotees, a Christian said, are very, very dear to me. In chapter 12, he said, they don't see anyone as their enemy. They see the cause. They don't see the instrument. Conditioned soul, we see the instrument, we don't see the cause. Devotees, they don't see the instrument, they see the cause. Therefore, they act responsibly. The devotees of Krishna, they have knowledge, because Krishna does not just give knowledge to his devotees. Krishna gives the realization of his personality to his devotees. Therefore, they can see, Krishna, whatever is going on in my life, I'm responsible. But because I'm very weak, I'm begging you to give me the strength so I can pass it. I can pass all my tests and become successful. It is for this reason that we see in our scripture very, very prominent, recommended, only one verse recommended for only one who is taking sannyas. It's in the Bhagavatam. The verse is not talking about the gopis or the gopas. It's talking about Avanti Brahmana. A Brahmana. He is very, very fortunate. Therefore, it's in the scripture and it's recommended that every sannyasi should study this verse and live on that. Avanti Brahmana is a merchant. Very, very wealthy. He's a successful businessman. Although he's very, very successful in his business, and he has a lot of wealth, but he never spends his money for anybody, including himself. If his dhoti got torn, Avanti Brahmana thing that was paying 10 rupees to stitch it is so expensive. Therefore, he will not stitch it. Many people, they are misers. They don't help other people, but their family members and themselves, they take care. But Avanti Brahma, he never take care of anybody, including himself. So nobody likes him. Everybody knows him, very wealthy, but nobody likes him. But he is very, very fortunate that in one lifetime he had a very wonderful experience. He lost everything and became a beggar. Sometimes we have to give up the body to take another body, and then we forgot. And people also forget about who we are. But in his own case, he lost everything in one life and he became a beggar. Bhagavad Gita mentioned a person who has been worshipped, a person who has been honored, a person who has been placed very high, to come down is better to die. Because the insult one will get is more painful than to die. Avanti Brahmana, he has been very, very high
And he has experienced a very high position in the material world. And he lost everything and became a beggar in the street. So when he goes to any person to beg, people are going to see, he cannot maintain a family. Now he has taken a sannyas to go, get out of my house. He goes like this for the whole day. What he will get, it will just be a palm full for the whole day, because any corner he goes, people knows him. So nobody knows. See, when I was in difficulty, I came to you, he gave nothing. Now you're coming to my house. Get out of my house. He will be turned back. Sometimes people will not even look at him. When they come and say, forget him. Every day he goes like this begging from people whom he has denied assistance. Therefore, people are revenging his dealings with them. And sometimes if he managed to get something, just a little thing to eat, when he sit down, the whole day he has gone for begging. He has gotten just a little thing that is not enough to feed him. When he sits to take, children will come and pass water on it. Who will eat that? So he will look at it. Look at the children. You are not the cause of my suffering. Therefore, I'm not angry with you. All the houses he has been to that he has locked the gate against him and insulted him and called him names, he would turn back happily. You are not the cause of my problem. That means for days he has no food. Then he will sit down to do his japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The children will snatch the bead away from him. You wicked man. Are you doing japa? You are a false renunciate. What kind of japa are you doing? You are so lazy, you have nothing to do. You have lost your money, you have lost your kingdom, you lost your family. Everybody have abandoned you. Now you want to be a devotee. Is that the way to be a devotee? What are you chanting? He will snatch the bead back away from him. Please, just give me the bead to chant. Yes, yes, I will give you. They will throw it away. You will not see it. He will look at him. You are not the cause of my problem. Demigod, you are not the cause of my problem. Providence, you are not the cause of my problem. I am responsible for what is going on in my life. Therefore, he is in setback water. And recommended for all those who are going into renunciation. Everyone should go and study the life of Avanti Brahmana and understand what it takes to become a devotee. Not to be angry with anyone, with anything, but to accept everything, good or bad, happily. A Christian said, sameness and equanimity. Such a person has already conquered the conditions of birth and death. He's a Jivan Mukta. He is already living in the spiritual world. The body is here, but he's already living. What is checking him is just the time for him to leave the body and he goes to the spiritual world. Birth and death has nothing to do with him again. As a devotee, sameness and equanimity. So transcendence does not mean transcendence. It doesn't mean not having difficulties. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Acts chapter 2, 15, transcendence means what? One is in the middle of happiness and distress, and is same as transcendence. Not that one has no difficulty, everything is successful, or one is always in difficulty. No, one who is in the middle of both sides, 2:15. Right? Is it there? So Amrita Toya Kalpate, he is qualified, eligible for liberation. He is in the middle of fire, he is in the middle of peace, but he's not affected by either side. The qualification of going back from back to back. So transcendence means that every situation it's a wonderful chance for me to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every chance is a perfect arrangement made by Lord Krishna for me to glorify His existence. That is transcendent. That in difficulty, we use difficulty to glorify Lord Krishna without being affected. That is transcendence. Anything which affect our progress in Christian consciousness is not transcendent. It means we are not transcendental. We are transcendental means that nothing checked, nothing affect our progress in Christian consciousness. Either good or bad, it is a wonderful chance for us to make advancement in Christian consciousness. We use every opportunity to make advancement in Christian consciousness. That is transcendence. Sameness and equanimity. That is transcendence. Srila Prabhupada was told his movement had been sued to court. ISKCON had been sued to court. And Prabhupada was informed that his society, ISKCON, is in court. Prabhupada's laughed, he smiled. Yes! When I went to America, people think, this one. Oh, this one is, they will just come and go. This another one, he just came. Very soon he will go like others. They didn't take me seriously, but now the fire is burning. So, that is great. That is Krishna consciousness. The fire is burning. The fire of Krishna consciousness is burning. So they are seeing the effect of Krishna consciousness. Let us fight. He was happy. This is a chance for me to glorify Lord Krishna. And Prabhupada, go and give all the lawyers who are in charge of Bhagavad Gita, a copy of Bhagavad Gita, study the Bhagavad Gita before you start the case. But as I read that, I held my heart. What is this? Transcendence. That's what it means by transcendence. Sameness and equanimity. He was happy that the society is shaking the whole world. And the reaction is that people are shaking the society. The fire is burning. And he won the case. Happily. Ordinarily, a person will think, oh,
Krishna, do you really want me to serve you? Eh? Krishna, do you really want me to come back to your kingdom? Do you really want me to come back to Godhead? If yes, why all this? After all, have I not renounced? Have I not renounced? Am I not chanting his son every day? I'm not keeping principles. Krishna, what do you want from me? Huh? I've tried. Krishna, where are you? The question is not where is Krishna. The question is where are we? Not Krishna. Krishna is always there. There's no time Krishna is not there. But where are we? That is sameness and equanimity. That a devotee is not disturbed in all circumstances. Every situation, he uses to promote Krishna. He uses to advance in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna said here, he is living in the spiritual world. Already, he is in the Brahman, Brahmani. He is situated in Brahman. He is already living in Krishna consciousness. He is a Krishna conscious person. So who is a Krishna conscious person? One who is not affected by the beauty of this material world. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. He is looking up to Brahman. But Vishnu, he's not looking down. Don't you see how Prabhupada look? Prabhupada look like this. Prabhupada never look down. You always see he's like this. Have you ever tried it? You fall down. Try it and you see. You cannot walk like that. Prabhupada is walk like this. His eye is up. That Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is Prabhupada. That is sameness and equanimity. He's not in this material world. He has transcended the world. So Bhagavad Gita is here to direct us. This will direct us to do the right thing. The right consciousness for the right results. So we can be happily situated. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Can I give the microphone? Hare Krishna. Wait. Mic is on. Just a minute.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Actually, here it is written that a person, living entity, is without attraction or hatred. So, So, here a person, a living entity who is without attraction or hatred, then yes. There is the third thing, which is we have to be in Krishna consciousness. Is it the right meaning which I am assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Because when we think about someone or when we are doing our daily activities, we make a decision in our mind whether it is good or bad. If we want to lose it, then there we have to think about Krishna consciousness only. If I am not wrong.
Yes. good and bad is material energy, duality. Duality. Good, bad. This is bad. This is good. I like this. Don't like this. These are the activities of the body. Heat and cold. Happiness, distress. The body.
Happiness is good, but
it's a body. If you're happy today, tomorrow you'll be sad. Happiness, distress, duality. Tall, short, duality. Rich, poor, duality. Ignorant, fool, duality. Transcendence is different.
Krishna consciousness is bringing happiness on people.
Bliss. Krishna consciousness is giving bliss. Satisfaction of the soul. Atma tripta. Atma tripta. Santusta Krishna. That's a devotee. That's the situation of a devotee in Krishna consciousness. He is a Santusta Krishna. Das. Santusta Krishna Das.
And second thing is, here it is written about a spiritual sky. The word, he can enter into a spiritual sky after his death.
Yes.
What is this spiritual sky?
Goloka. By Kunta Loka.
So what we do after reaching it? Because Krishna always like us to perform some kind of duty.
Spiritual duty, not some kind of duty. Spiritual activity, devotional service.
Devotional service. So what we are doing here, we have to continue in spiritual.
We are practicing. We are practicing.
Okay.
What we are going to do with Krishna there. What we do here in Krishna consciousness, activities in Krishna consciousness, is a learning of the profession, our occupation we are going to do eternally with Krishna in the spiritual world. When we become perfect in learning, when we have attained perfection, just like if you go to school after your graduation, then you go and look for a job. Is it not? After graduation, you don't go and keep your certificate in a bag in the house. You go from factory to factory to look for a job. Right? You become a slave. Similarly, if you attain perfection in Christian consciousness, then we go to where we will now demonstrate all what we have learned. That's the spiritual world. For the Krishna. So Christian consciousness is a school. And different departments. So we are nicely engaged. When we follow very nicely and perfect our activities, they will go there. All right? Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes, good question. It's on? It's on? Put it on. Okay. Why are we suffering? Is it Prarabdha or Krishna's exam? Right. Okay. Devotees does not suffer. Devotees does not suffer. Devotees are undergoing purification. They don't suffer. Non-devotees suffer for their sinful activities. One day, a man entered the supermarket. In the supermarket, there are so many things, so many wonderful things there. So, this man, he saw a very wonderful cup. So beautiful and nicely designed. He was attracted. As we were looking at the cup, appreciating the beauty, and he's attracted. So he was moving towards the cup. The cup asked him, "Do you like me?" He said, "Yes." "Do you like me? You want to be like me?" He said, "Yes, yes, why not? I'm attracted. Of all the things here, I want to get you." The cup smiled. "Are you sure you want to get me? You like me?" He said, "Yes, why not? I cannot go back home without you." So the cup said, "But will you like to know how I became so attractive like this?" He said, "Yes, why not?" "You see, before I was not like this. It's a clay pot. I was just there, see me there, hurt. What association do I have with the human beings? The earth. Either they sit on me or they come and use me to do whatever they want to do with. But nobody's attracted to keep me as an associate. But today you want to keep me as your associate. So do you know why I'm so attractive to you like this? Are you attracted there?" He said, "No, what is that?" "No. You attracted to this?" He said, "Yes, but it's the same." He said, "But I like this. I must take the hold." So the calf said, "See, I was like that before. One day, a potter came and caught me. I was in pain. I cried. So painful. He came with a big hole and caught me. I cried. He said, 'Please, what is this? Leave me alone.' He didn't leave me alone. And I thought that was the end of my problem. So he took me home. And started pounding me. I was crying, but he didn't hear. He continued. And after all this, and he put me in a mold, and I got this shape. From this shape, I thought that was the end. They put me inside the fire and started cooking the fire. He was the fire. In this way, I became very, very solidified, very strong." That is why his son is so strong like this, because fire. It's after this. Now he painted me very nicely, and now I'm very attractive to you. Do you want to have my experience? Right? When you keep a cup in a house, how do you feel? "I'm enjoying. See the beauty of my house. So nice. See. Do you have this in your own house? I'm
I'm a big man, a big lady. I'm enjoying. So Krishna consciousness is like that. That is Krishna consciousness. Transformation. Yes. Without transformation, there cannot be transcendence. But the chitta want to be transcendental without transformation. So let us go for transformation. In Krishna consciousness, a devotee who is keeping the four regulative principles strictly is chanting 16 minimum every day, trying to avoid offenses, and having a fixed service that one is rendering regularly for Krishna, such a devotee is not suffering. Anything that happens to that devotee is an arrangement of Krishna for his or her purification, to come back home, back to Godhead. But because we are not experienced or don't have a proper understanding of Krishna consciousness, so we complain. Why am I suffering like this? And Krishna is not a fool. He knows everything. And he has perfectly made arrangement for our perfect deliverance. If you simply follow his plan, we will come to sameness and equanimity. And that is eligibility, going back and back to Godhead. So what we should do is to check if I'm following the principle nicely, if I'm chanting nicely, and I'm doing my service with the right attitude. That's all. If we are doing that, we are saved in Krishna's hand. So whatever happens, either good or bad, it should not be looked at, it's the way we look on as suffering, purification. All right?